afternoon. You're listening to Eye on the Valley with your host, Sujit Atwal, right here on CIVL 101.7 FM, broadcasting to the Fraser Valley, broadcasting from the University of the Fraser Valley's Abbotsford campus on the traditional and unceded territory of the Solo people. I have a very special episode for you today, an interview with Lynn Perrin, a community activist, and we will be talking about our work in the community. Thank you for joining us. I got with me Lynn Perrin, a well-known community activist. Thank you, Lynn, for joining us.
Well, thank you very much for the invitation, Sujit.
And I want to get started by first asking if you can let our listeners know what you've been up to, because you've got so many projects that you're working on.
Well, for a long time, I've been really passionate about our water courses and our little tiny streams. And I mean, not only are they good for the soul when we go and walk alongside them, but they're so essential to salmon, our keystone species. 47 other species in British Columbia rely on salmon. Mm-hmm. So those little water courses are really important to salmon at the very beginning of their lives, at the very end of their lives, when they hatch, but also when they spawn. And so we really, really need to take good care of those little water courses.
And what kind of actions are you taking to assure their species survive?
Yeah. So actually, it started quite a while ago. In the late 1970s, I was living out in Bradner. I was living on the Abbotsford-Langley border. Well, what was then the Matsqui-Langley border. And that's the very beginning of when the Gloucester Industrial Park was being actually promoted and not even a building permit yet. And our neighborhood on 60th and Nathan Avenue got together. And we formed a group called the West Creek Preservation Group. And our sole goal was to preserve West Creek. Now, West Creek is, it goes from just south of the freeway at 275th Street to the Fraser River close to Fort Langley. And it actually, the creek itself goes through under the freeway, and in between the freeway lanes, that you can actually see it, you know, which is quite remarkable. Mm-hmm. And so we, our neighborhood decided we were going to do whatever we could to protect the headwaters of that creek in the Gloucester Industrial Development and also, you know, downstream. So I was involved with, you know, fisheries back then, and they were concerned at that time even about how parking lot runoff could harm fish. And mm-hmm. I said, well, why can't you do anything to prevent it? And they said, no, it doesn't work that way. We have to wait until something bad happens. Mm-hmm. Then we can react to it, you know, mm-hmm. which is kind of shocking. If you believe in the principle of you know, care and preventing mm-hmm. you know, stuff, harm, the precautionary principle, it's called. Mm-hmm. So anyway, years later, a friend of mine, her husband had a business, a wood related business, and they decided to locate in that industrial development. And he said that it was the highest environmental standards of any industrial development in the Lower Mainland. So, I mean, I guess we did some good, you mm. know, we did some good, but regrettably, recently there has been some very serious encroachment of West Creek, the headwaters, and West Creek tributaries by various industrial developers in that area. And they got the township of Langley seems to look the other way mm-hmm. when they've been told by myself and others they have a duty, a legislated duty to protect the creek. It's under the legislation that deals with riparian setbacks, which says that you're not allowed to clear around a creek. You've got to go back 30 meters. You're not allowed to go right to the creek itself. But the township of Langley doesn't enforce that. Mm-hmm. And then there's the Water Sustainability Act as well. And so, you know, they're supposed to be getting permits to work not only in a creek, but around a creek. So about 3 years ago, we hear that they've put the creek, 100 feet of the creek, in a cement tunnel. Well, you know, it's pretty hard for fish to spawn in a cement tunnel, you know. In fact, it's impossible for them to spawn. And we know that at least coho fish are spawning in that area. We've captured them. So we know that they're there. We know that they're spawning. The Department of Fisheries knows they're there. They know they're spawning. The Township of Langley knows they're there. They know they're spawning. And yet we get all of these breaches of legislation, at least two or three pieces of legislation, and one of them being the Fisheries Act itself, mm-hmm. which says that you're not allowed to harm fish. So I was asked actually by Kwantlen First Nation, that's their unceded traditional territory. So I was asked to resume my actions mm-hmm. to protect the creek. And so about 3 years ago, I did that, and I started working with a group of wonderful citizens and residents of the area, and one of them being Ted Lightfoot. And we actually were able to get a grant from the West Coast Environmental Law mm-hmm. to find out what legal options we had to protect the creek and to stop this permanent damage to the creek. And so it took about a year for us to gather up all the information for the lawyer to give us some recommendations and some options. And so they really varied, and you know, some of the options include going to court, mm-hmm. you know, and that of course is extremely expensive. So we decided that we would, one of the options was to engage an engineer to make suggestions as to how industrial developers and the Township of Langley should be protecting the creek mm-hmm. and the things they could do. And she's an environmental engineer. And so we've engaged her. We got another grant from the West Coast Environmental Law to engage her and other experts in this work. And so we have so far sent two letters to the Township of Langley about different actions that industrial developers are taking that are in breach of the law. And we are preparing yet another one, because the most recent breach has just recently come to our attention. And so we hope that this will work. I mean, there are other things we could do. We could do a public prosecution under the Fisheries Act. We could go to court and get an injunction. But, you know, those things are much more, they're positive things to do. And so we would rather not do that. And another thing that we've done is the freeway is going to be widened there. And so We've sent letters to the Ministry of Transport and Highways to ask them, number one, to protect the creek while they're widening the freeway. They didn't even know that the creek was there. Mm-hmm. One of the 14 most sensitive creeks in BC, and they didn't even know it was there. It was not on their maps. So we said to them that, no, in between the two lanes, east-west lanes, the freeway is actually daylighted. You can literally see it. So we said, we want to daylight the 100 feet that was put in the tunnel. We want, during the freeway widening, we want that to be daylighted again. So that's, you know, what we've been working on.
How can the public, you know, as a whole, help you achieve your goals? What, how can they get involved in your movements?
Well, I just, if you don't mind, I'm going to just talk about one more thing.
Absolutely.
Okay, so the other thing that I've been working on since 2012 has been opposing the Trans Mountain pipeline expansion because of a number of things. I mean, number one is just the impact it'll have on increasing carbon into the atmosphere. And that means it's really bad for the climate. But also, it crosses about 1,500 creeks in BC. 1,500. And a number of them, close to 400, are salmon habitat. And I'm going to send you a picture of what it looks like when they do their construction. And it's called open trench. And for the 95% of those water courses, they're going to be using open trench construction, including West Creek, including one of the 14 most sensitive creeks in BC, and Nathan Creek, which is just to the east of West Creek. And they are going to be using open trench construction, and there will be permanent damage done. And both of those creeks, and also McLennan Creek, a bit more to the east, but still in Abbotsford, they are all Chinook habitat. And what happens is Chinook are spawned up further up the Fraser and further up the Thompson River. And then when they're big enough, they come down the Fraser and they come to the Nathan Creek and West Creek and other creeks into their, up into their mouths, and they stay there and they grow and they grow. Sometimes they stay there for a year. And so until they're big enough to go to the ocean. And Chinook are essential to orcas, southern resident killer whales. They're the only food source of the southern resident killer whales, which now number 74, and they are on the endangered list. They're on that, they're soon to probably be designated a species at risk. And so further up, and I'll send you a picture of this one too to share with your viewers. 3 years ago, Trans Mountain put snow fencing into some of the Chinook spawning areas, into the, not at like a fence, but they put it in the creek bed where the fish spawn to deter spawning of the fish. Of the almost the endangered Chinook. So we tried to get that stopped. We got it stopped briefly, but it's going on again. So now what we're trying to do is there are a number of creeks in the and rivers in the Lower Mainland and Fraser Valley. We're trying to protect, I mean, at the Brunette River, people have been arrested. A number of people have been arrested trying to protect the riparian areas and the spawning areas. People have served jail time. Four women just were sentenced to 30 days each in jail for trying to protect the Brunette River spawning area from permanent destruction by Trans Mountain. So these are the things we're working on. So I guess my plea to the public is to learn more. Like that, I belong to a group called Pipe Up Network, which stands for Pro-Information, Pro-Environment United People Network. So we're all about information. We're all about gathering information and sharing information. And so we're always wanting information. We're always encouraging people to keep their eyes open and keep their eyes open regarding the little creeks in their area. And if they see any damage that's taking place, to please, please let us know.
Thank you for listening to Eye on the Valley right here on CIVL 101.7 FM. Join me again next week as I have another great episode for you.